Hi. So this is Petal's fifth questionnaire. I think this is going to be a long one. Okay. Number one, what is your love language? I would say probably words of affirmation, then physical touch, then acts of service, then quality time, and last would be gifts. Number two, how and when did you discover your favorite kink? If you're not kinky, how did you find GWA? I don't know what my favorite kink is. I think I've found many of my kinks on GWA, actually. Yeah, that's a great place to discover them, as most people would agree, I think. Number three, what do you wear to bed? It depends, of course. Usually wear a tank top and panties. Sometimes I don't wear anything, depending on how cold or warm it is. Yeah, I prefer nothing, I guess. It's comfier that way. Number four, where are you answering this questionnaire? I am in my office at home. So you may hear CPU fan. And possibly a cat, though not at the moment. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Let's see. Number five, favorite soup. Ooh, that's hard. I like soup. I would say maybe French onion, if it's done right. Caramelized onions and the cheese and the bread. Oh, yeah, we'll go with that. Number six, how do you pronounce the following words? Caramel. Data. Route. Pecan. Ant. Envelope. How else would you... Oh, envelope. No, envelope. Pajamas. And crayon. Not crayon. No. Yeah. I feel like there's another word that I read recently that I was going to add to this, but I don't remember what that was, so never mind. Number seven, would you have sex with an identical twin version of yourself? No. Don't think that I would. Number eight, say your partner or potential significant other is well versed in a certain subject and you find that knowledge to be extremely sexy. What would this subject be? Ooh. I don't know. History, maybe, because I'm interested in it, but I don't know a lot, but yeah, there is a lot of it that I don't know or just don't remember, so we'll go with that. Dating wise, how old is too old for you? How young is too young? I don't know. In general, like the broadest terms, I would say a generation. So if I am young enough to be someone's child, no, they are too old. And similarly, if I am old enough to be someone's mother, then they are too young. There are exceptions and things like that, of course, but in general, yeah, we'll go with that. Number 10, has anyone ever told you that you sound like someone else, a celebrity, cartoon character, or anyone else? I don't think so. I mean, I've been told that I look like other people, but not that I sound like other people. Do you think I do? I'm curious. Probably not. I don't think that I do. Okay. Number 11. How old do you think your listeners think you are? I think that my listeners think that I am in my mid to late 20s, maybe early 30s. Yeah. Number 12. Are you a picky eater? What will you absolutely not eat? Is there a food that you like that most other people don't? I will try just about anything once. A little bit of it anyway. But as far as eating, I don't know. I'm kind of picky about some things. I usually say that I don't eat filters. So I don't eat things that filter out bad stuff from your body. Like, I don't eat liver, I don't eat kidneys, anything like that. Oh, and celery. Ugh. Yuck. I hate celery. Something that other people don't, that I like, but I don't know. I can't really think of anything that I like that other people don't like. I mean, yeah, nothing that's, like, super horrendous to many people, no. Number 13. Is there a certain country, culture, or time period you're fixated on and would like to learn more about? Lots of them. All of them, really. Right now, I'm kind of in the middle of watching Doctor Strange and Mr. Norrell, and so Victorian England is kind of on my mind, and I know that's a popular one, but yeah, there are lots of other time periods and places that interest me. Yeah. Number 14, can you comfortably go the rest of your life without falling in love? Comfortably? Probably not. I mean, can I? Yes. Comfortably? Probably not. Number 15. Do you prefer blue skies or gray skies? Both? I guess in general I prefer blue skies, although when I'm actually outside, that does get a bit bright. So it's okay if it's gray then. But, like, right now today is gray and cloudy and it's just gross and depressing. So, no. We'll go with blue. 16. What were your favorite shows as a child? I don't know. Sesame Street? That won't give away my age, will it? I don't know. I can't even think of anything right now. I'm sure there were lots of stuff, though. And I'm drawing a blank. Mr. Rogers. Yeah. Big fan of the PBS. We didn't have cable, so that was kind of it, really. Yeah. Number 17, what is your favorite protein? Meat, or if you're vegan, it'd be beans, soy, etc. Favorite, I don't know. I do like meat. I don't eat a lot of red meat. I love a nice juicy steak, but I don't eat that very often at all. I eat more chicken and pork. I would say probably I eat chicken most often, but yeah, as far as favorite, probably beef. 18, are you interested in true crime? Yes. Well, yes. I mean, I don't get into the whole, like, I can't even think of the Dateline NBC and all that stuff. Oh, my dad watches that. constantly and it drives me crazy. But like a good, you know, well-written true crime book or, you know, news stories, yeah, I think those are interesting. Or a novelization that's based on true crime, yeah. 19. What are your hard limits sexually? Vor, scat, actual incest, I guess. Like the DDLG stuff, that's fine. I guess that's it. Number 20. Do you like reality television? Not anymore. Like when it first got popular, yeah. I used to watch The Amazing Race, and that was pretty fun. But I haven't watched anything like that for years. I did recently start watching The Great British Baking Show. I don't even know if that counts. Technically it is reality TV, but it's so far removed from American reality TV that it's funny. If you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix and it's charming. And also will make you hungry. Number 21. What do you think of begging? What a great segue. Pegging. I have not tried it, but as a fantasy, yeah, it's pretty hot. So, sure. 22. How would you describe how adults ask each other out on dates or for relationships versus how kids do it? I have no idea how to answer that. Is it much different? I don't know how kids ask each other out. I'm guessing it's not that much different. I mean, it's a text or whatever it is the kids are doing these days. Yeah, I don't know. 23. Do you like raw onions in your food? No. No, I can't think of any situation where I would like to eat raw onion. Cooked onions, yes. But raw, not really. Number 24. Can you curl your pinky without moving your ring finger? I can. I didn't know that was a thing, but yeah, I'm going to have to look that up. But I can do that. What does that mean? Number 25. When sleeping next to a partner, do you prefer full-on cuddling, touching a little bit, or not touching at all? I'm going to get in trouble for this. You know I love cuddling. Love it. Love it. Love it. But for actual sleeping, not so much. Maybe. It depends, I don't know, on things, but there are times when I just don't want to be touched when I'm falling asleep. Yeah. But I also like, you know, when you're sleeping and then you kind of wake up because somebody's snuggling up to you, but you're not really awake, you're just a little bit of aware, and then you just fall back asleep and it's all cozy and stuff. Yeah, I like that. 26. Do you shop at Costco or any membership-based shopping center? Sometimes. Probably should more since I have a membership, but yeah. Not more for like specific food things they have than stocking up on huge amounts of stuff. But yeah. Number 27. What is a sexy scenario you fantasize about but literally cannot happen for you in real life? I don't even know. maybe like historical things. Medieval stuff. I don't know about medieval, but yeah. I would say sort of like historical fantasies. Obviously, that stuff's not gonna happen. 28. What's a fashion trend of your youth you find absolutely atrocious now? So many. So many. I'll go with shoulder pads. I thought they were atrocious then, but I, you know, when in Rome. But yeah, I'm so glad that that doesn't seem to have resurfaced, even though some of the other horrible things have. Number 29, what is your favorite accent? Ooh. Also, please best describe the quality of a voice that would really draw you in. I don't know. I like all kinds of accents and voices. I don't want to just narrow it down that much. I don't know, it's on a individual case basis, I guess. Because in general, I would say I like deeper voices, but that's not really true, because there are quite a few voices that I love that are not in that category. So, I've said before that I really love British accents, but I also like French accents and Australian accents and German accents, and yeah, you get the idea. Yeah, I think it just kind of depends on the individual. Yeah. Number 30. Wow. Do you keep things formal between you and your listeners, or do you flirt back sometimes? I have been known to flirt back on occasion. Yep. 31. Do you mind receiving pet names from strangers? Well, it depends on your definition of stranger in this case, I guess. Like, complete stranger? Yes, I would mind. If it's somebody, like, who I've been talking to on GWA and related subreddits for a little while, no, I wouldn't mind that. But, yeah. That's, like, is that... Well, that's probably different than somebody calling you, like, sweetie or honey in public. Yesterday, a woman called me baby, and, that just drives me nuts. It's like, I don't know you, or not. I'm not your baby. Ugh, don't do that, people. Unless you're, like, an older person, like a senior citizen, and it's a generation thing, and you're like, oh, sweetie, that's fine. But if you are my age or younger, don't do that. Unless we're friends. Okay. Anyway. 32. What are some facial features a person can have that you would find exceptionally striking? I don't know. I guess if they had, if their eyes were especially bright, like, whatever color, eyes can be striking. I really love dimples. Yeah, those two things, I guess. 33. Can you count how many sexual partners you've had on all your fingers? How about on all your fingers and toes? Yes. Number 34. Have you spoken to your favorite poster on GWA already? Some of them. Yeah, I would say so. Maybe not all, but most of them, yeah. No. Is there anybody? No, I'd say all of them, because I usually try to at least comment on audios that I like, so yeah, I would say I have. Thank you, Petal. Your questionnaires are always fun. I love how kind of random they are, and they're just fun to answer, so thanks for that, and I hope you guys have a good day. Bye.